So you know we are taking a short break until season 7 starts on Thursday, April 5th. But for fun in this mini episode, I am going to share with you the best listener money lessons of this season. Are you tired of the traditional money advice? Me too. Bienvenida. Welcome to the Her Money Matters podcast. Join me each week for down-to-earth money conversations that will leave you with more confidence and inspiration to help you take control of your money. And you will probably learn some Spanish along the way too. ¿Lista? You ready? Empecemos pues. Let's get started. Hola, hola, ¿qué hubo? What's happening? This is your host, Jen Hemphill, and I am thrilled to have you here for this mini episode number 3 of this season 6, that is. This week we are sharing some of the best money lessons that you've shared in our Her Money Matters community. Now, if you haven't joined us, which there's plenty of you that haven't, there's room for more. What's stopping you? You can join us over at jenhemphill.com/community. Now, if you haven't been there and you don't know, each day, Monday through Friday, we have some daily conversation prompts in our Facebook community. And really the purpose of this prompts is to get us to talk money and to get you to share and reflect on those money lessons. That is one of the prompts. And what happens is that this allows you not only to share with others what you have learned on this journey, but for those that are maybe feeling stuck, that are feeling shy, it allows them to hear and learn from others as well. So it is definitely a community effort, a collaborative effort in helping and inspiring others. So let's go ahead with the best listener money lessons of season 6. One that was shared came from Vanessa. She shared that her money lesson was money is important to care for and saving is important and also setting up an emergency fund, which is very crucial. So basically, she learned that money is just important to take care of, right? And Jessica learned the importance of being flexible. She says it is easy to get overwhelmed and down when something doesn't go as planned. So it's very important for her to remember to be flexible when life happens. And Tammy shared that clearing out the clutter helps you save and earn more money. When her fridge is cluttered, they can't see leftovers and then they go to waste, which is definitely a great example that she shared. And then Christina has opened several savings accounts attached to her checking account. Each one is labeled differently, like savings, fun, children, etc. It's like an envelope system without carrying cash, which is music to my ears because I do a very similar thing. So those were some of the money lessons that were shared, some of the best money lessons of the season. Don't forget that if you love this podcast, please, it would mean the world to me if you just share. By sharing this podcast, you don't know the impact, the inspiration, the help that you are giving to someone who is not telling you that is needing some money inspiration, that is needing some financial education. They're not telling you because they're afraid. They're feeling a lot of shame. So just the sheer fact that you're sharing this podcast with others would definitely mean the world to me. So I appreciate you listening. I hope you have been enjoying these mini episodes. This was voted upon by you. So I hope you really enjoy them. If you do, let me know and we will repeat it again at the end of season 7. So I appreciate you being here and we will talk again next Thursday for another and the final mini episode of the season before we start with season 7. Gracias por estar aquí y nos vemos el próximo jueves. Ciao.